I think this must be pretty obvious in common knowledge. Political leadership and leaders are put by people through votes. So the president is simply alluding to a fact that is there and there, going back to the elections of 2030, where he was resoundingly elected into that office. So it was elected by the people, not by certain individuals, but by a collective mass of Zimbabwean people. Therefore, if somebody wants to come and say, you must get that, or you must, or even the countries that are outside, the Western countries, trying to come and say they want regime change, definitely people are going to be angry because, in other words, they're implying that people are stupid. They've made a choice, they've put somebody in the office, then they want to come and detect who's supposed to get in that office. It is not fair, and definitely it's not according to the people. If the people want, they will do it through the vote. And the similar, so you are seeing the talking of the democratic process that was undergoing in 2013.
Mr. Mkandla, what do you think about this issue?
No, of course not. And you know that the ruling party did not the 2008 election before there was massive intimidation, before we formed the government national unity. And I think that if the will of the people is expressed over and over. One way to do it properly is to cut term so that the person is in charge for 35 years. You put 10 minutes and say for 2 minutes, for 2 terms after that is a break. If people still want you after a term for 5 years or 10 years, then you can truly say that you want one person literally for life, which is what it amounts to.
So, Mr. Chuma, what he's saying is that there should be some term limits, you know, for a person that claims to be loved, not to have a person to rule for a long time.
Term limits is something else. Here, we are talking of a democratic process. And the process is that election must be called after every 5 years. And that has been followed religiously since 1980. We have always had elections after every 5 years. And to prove our president's assertion that people love him, in those the end of 10 or 5 years, he's gone back again to give himself to the mass of the people to vote and choose a leader. And at no one time did he go in that race alone. He always comes in with other contenders, but he always emerges as the victor. And so that is the proof enough to say that this man is loved. 10 or no 10, these are different things. They're different ideologies from different social countries, right? In this particular case of ours, we do not have that rule as yet, but now it has been put. We have now given each other 2 terms or 5 years, which is a 10 years of rule. It's allowed by people that give you 2 terms, just like what the American system has been doing all along. But ours then provided and allowed for anybody to stand for as much time as he pleases, as long as he is still being voted for by the people to that position. So what I'm trying to say is that religiously, he followed that. The government followed that. The executive followed that. So there is no question of saying that maybe somebody superimposed themselves on the people or anything, because people always had a choice. They could choose anybody else. They could choose another party. But look at even the composition of parliament right now. It has got 2/3 majority belonging to ZANU-PF and members of parliament. So it's all testimony to say probably the principles, the policies of that party are loved by the people, because the policies are for the black indigenous person of Zimbabwe. And that's exactly how it is. And that's how it stands.
Mr. Mkandla, then maybe on the issue of contesting the next elections, the president has actually indicated that he'll be contesting those elections. And come 2018, he's a candidate for ZANU-PF. What is your reaction to that?
ZANU-PF can choose any of his candidates, but I think it says a lot in terms of how their own succession planning is going. If after 35 years they still feel that the same person who they really threatened to bring to vote any wheelbarrow is to be in charge, I think it says a lot about the way they want to run the country.